Tansy grabbed a copper ladle and struck it on a cooking pot with a resounding clang.
Silence, please, this instant. Now, one at a time, what's this all about? Pellet, you first.
The Dormouse adopted an air of injured innocence.
Mother Abbess, all I said was that the birds shouldn't be allowed to live in our kitchens. Tain't right. For one thing, we need the space in that cupboard for storage. There's little enough room for that down here as it is.
Tansy's hard stare and upraised paw halted Pellet.
You're speaking in riddles, sir. Butty, begin at the beginning.
The young squiddle explained as best he could.
Well, ma'am, 'tis the owl Orica. She's been looking round the abbey for somewheres to put her nest and eggs. She searched doing low, but nowhere suited her until she discovered our kitchens and that big corner cupboard where we store apples. Anyhow, me and Shad shifted her in there, owl, eggs and nest. Then before you know it, old Wine and Whiskers Pellet is moaning and complaining and reporting the matter to Sister Viola.
Red Wallace gave way as Tansy swept regally across to the cupboard. She opened the door and was confronted by the great golden eyes of Oroca. The owl snuggled down righteously atop her nest on the middle shelf and said,
You've already wrecked one home site where I lived. Now I suppose you're going to eject me from this one.
With a wry smile hovering on her lips, Tansy turned to Pellet.
Do you know where an auger or a drill can be found?
The Dormouse answered her, hesitantly.
Yes, ma'am. Gerbole and Formal Diggum keeps them in the wine cellars for boring bungholes in barrels, ma'am.
Tansy tapped the cupboard door.
Good. Then go and get some form of drilling tool from them and bore lots of holes in this door so that our guest has plenty of fresh air to breathe in her new home. Well, don't stand staring, Pellet. Hurry along now.
Turning back to the owl, Tansy bobbed a small curtsy.
I hope you'll be comfortable here. If you need anything at all, just ask. I'll detail Mother Buskle to take care of you. Should you want to leave your nest, I'm sure you'll be able to trust her to keep an eye on the eggs until you return.
Oroca blinked rapidly, her head bobbing up and down.
My thanks to you, Abbess. This will be a good warm home for my egg chicks when they break shell. If any of your creatures sees my husband, Tornok, perhaps they would tell him where I am.
Cracklin, who had witnessed the quarrel, patted Tansy's paw admiringly as they made their way down to Cavern Hole.
Well, you took care of that wonderfully, but poor old Pellet's got a face on him like a fractured tail. Did you see him?
Tansy folded both paws into her wide habit sleeves.
Actually, I'm glad Oroca caused that disturbance. For some time now, I've been thinking of making certain changes in the kitchens. Mother Buskell is a bit old to be in charge of all the cooking, and young Butty is a good, hard-working creature and a fine cook. I think he'll make an excellent fryer, given the chance.